Hello?
Hi there, it's a call for Miss Elizabeth Morrison.
Speaking.
Hi there, it's Daniel here calling from MMA Legal's investigations team. I'm just calling in regards to your Scottish redress application.
All right, okay.
Are you free for a couple of minutes?
Right, hello. Hi, how are you
Brilliant.
doing? Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. The reason for my call was just to gather some further information from yourself, Elizabeth.
All right.
We've had some correspondence back from the GP we had on file that you're no longer registered with them. I just need to take your up-to-date general practitioners that you're currently registered with, if possible.
Right, it's Eglinton Street, Eglinton Surgery, and it's, I don't know what it comes under, it just comes under the Central Hospital.
Right, no problem. So, do you mind just spelling that first line for me?
Right, Eglinton.
Eglin Street.
Eglinton Street. Eglinton Surgery is called, that's what it is.
Eglinton Surgery. No problem.
And it's on Cowinning Road, in fact, that's what it comes under, Cowinning Road, Irvine.
Do you mind just spelling that for me as well? Sorry.
Keillwi. Oh, hold on to tell
GIWU.
Keillwing Cowinning. Aye.
No problem. Appreciate that.
Cowinning
No worries.
Road. It's
All right.
a scary place.
Not a problem at all, Elizabeth. So just while I've got you on the phone, we've got some correspondence back from your counsel as well, who hold the records for your care setting. They're just asking for some further information so that they can release these records to us. The information they're asking for are your parents' and siblings' names and date of births.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you them all, but I could give you my dad was Robert Hamilton Morrison.
Robert Hamilton Morrison.
And his date of birth was the 28th of September, 28th of September, 1934.
1934, 20th of September, 1934.
Yeah, the 28th, aye.
Oh, 28th, right. 28th September 1934. And your mother?
It's Catherine McGee Morrison. She's got a
Catherine.
few middle names, but there's too many. But just say Catherine McGee Morrison, that was her maiden name and married name.
Right, not a problem. Catherine McGee Morrison and her date of birth?
It's the 2nd of March. Oh no, it wasn't. It was the 13th of March. My daughter's the 2nd. The 13th of March. And that was, she was 1935.
1935. Brilliant. Remembering that well, I can't tell you, I remember all of my family's date of birth, so.
Yeah, I'm the same. I had 9 siblings, but well, I had another 8 siblings, so there's quite a few.
Oh, right. Yes, it's a lot to remember, I'd imagine, yeah. So I won't say all of your 9 siblings, but could I have just if there's any that would be registered with yourself in terms of council records, so any siblings that you did go into care with or
Well,
who?
my older brother was in, he was in care law, so he would, well, he was the 18th of, that was Robert Morrison.
Robert Morrison. And his date of birth, if you can remember it.
He was the 18th of October, I think it was 1950, was it 57, 58? Right, he'd have been 59 this year, so what year would that have been? He'd have been 69 this year, sorry, no, 59. 59.
69 this year. So.
Is it 57? Now, this is 27. It'd have been 57 because it'd be 27 next year, he'd have been 70 next year, that'd be right, wouldn't it?
Yes, 57 then, 1957. Did you say 18th of October, was it?
18th October.
1957. Right, not a problem.
And I've got an older sister that was also in KFT, Isabel Morrison.
Isabel Morrison.
And her, she's the 10th of February.
10th of February.
I think it must be 59. Her's then, because Robert was October. She couldn't have been born in February the 58th, because that would have made them a couple of months here difference.
Oh,
so
right.
1959.
Right. I will give that information to your council. Hopefully that should be more than enough for them. Your mother's, father's and two siblings' names and date of birth. That should be more than enough for them. So thank you very much for that, Elizabeth. I will send that over to the council, and once we receive those records back, I'll be in touch with yourself to book you in for a witness statement. All right.
Right, no bother, that's fine. Thanks very much.
No worries. Have you got any questions for me at all, Elizabeth?
No. So what kind of information you got the news? That just what doctors was it you managed to get information from?
So the GP, I've just called them. We have got some records back from NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde, and we've had some records back from Crossreach. So their medical records they've provided for you, but we just need your general practitioner's records and your council records.
Yeah.
So with this information you've given me, I'm going to be sending that over to the council, and you've told me your new GP now, Eglinton Surgery.
Eglinton Surgery, yeah. I was reading before, and then I went away to here, and then I went back to them.
Right.
I've actually been reading for years, really, back and forward.
Yeah, right, not a problem. Yeah, because we had on your file, we had Barnes Medical Practice, and we hadn't had a response from them for a while, so I called them up just before we got on the phone today, and they confirmed that you weren't registered with them anymore, so hence the reason I was asking for your up-to-date one. Yeah, not a problem. Like I say, I will be providing your council with all that further information, and I'll be sending a subject access request form out to Eglinton Surgery. And once we have those records back, I'll get in touch with you, Elizabeth, let you know, and get you booked in for that witness statement, all right?
Yeah, that's smashing.
All right, no problem, Elizabeth. Well, I appreciate your time today, and you take care.
Right, you too. Thanks very much.
All right. See you now, Elizabeth. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.